Cheers, my friends.
Technology week. Cheers technology. To technology week.
Cheers to 1,000 years more of this technological war. Thank you for being here, my two friends.
This is what I eat and drink.
Thank you for being a trend.
Thank you for being a
trending
trend,
topic.
A trending topic. A friendly mop that's got to...
Speaks in Coptic.
A bucket friend.
Speaks in Coptic. What?
A friendly mop that's got a bucket friend.
Well, that didn't
the mop
rhyme.
Is glopping. And slopping
in the
and
future,
flopping across the floor.
You know what's amazing? I just realized the other
what?
Day. Probably in 10 years, no fucking janitors. It's all just going to be robots.
Yeah.
We don't have to ever have a janitor again.
I saw one of the Stop and Shop robo following around a guy at Stop and Shop. And by Stop and Shop, I think I mean Market Basket. Nope, I'm thinking of Stop and Shop.
It was at Stop and Shop over the holidays.
And it chased a guy. A guy came in and it started walking right behind him.
You didn't see a robot chase a man.
It was literally.
What was this man,
far.
A slug?
He was walking and then he turned around and he got really scared because there was a robot following him.
Robot's chasing him because he's leaving a trail
That's why,
of slime
you know,
as he
they,
walks.
They have those cleaning robots,
but they're for security.
But they try to make them appear a little less scary with the eyes.
This robot was way scarier than that because it was that with the eyes. But it was also dressed as Santa Claus.
Oh, ew.
Horrifying. So it had eyes and a beard right under its eyes.
The next step is you had hair.
Yeah. Right. This is our first episode back since Christmas break.
Basically, our first one all together in the stew.
A lot of stuff happened.
Without random parasites jacking our style.
True. Uh-huh. What's gone on?
Random parasites jacking our style.
Yeah, I'm talking about E1.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Well, do not.
Basically trying to take over our first premium episode of the year.
Take it over.
And they were begging us, please, can we do another collab? I'm like, I really don't want to.
I actually kind of like riding solo, guys.
Yeah. Well, I like riding solo with my two friends that together are three.
Yep. I like riding our triple tandem bike together.
Speaking of three friends, here a different type of person.
Okay.
I went and saw The Iron Claw.
And so did I. Let's talk about this.
Okay, so first of all. First of all, I'm going
to
give spoilers, but there's no spoiler warning here. You don't turn it off if you don't, because it's a real story, so there's no such thing as spoilers. It doesn't matter.
That's how I feel. I feel the same way.
Now, I'm going to first tell a story about my experience, then I'll have a question.
Okay.
Can you?
So, during this movie, everybody dies in the movie.
Fucking
everybody
Jesus Christ. I don't know anything of the story. I don't know anything of the story. I could look it up. Can you? Okay. Can you?
No. I'm going to tell my story. You're never going to see this movie. You're just interrupting a story for no reason.
No, no, no. I have a suggestion. I want to see this movie very bad. Can you change?
Very bad.
What are you talking about?
It looks really good and I want to see it. I want to see it this week.
Fine.
I want to see it this week. So can you?
You haven't been to a movie in 3 years.
Can you change the names? Change the name of the movie to a movie that I've seen.
No.
So that it's not a spoiler, and I think that this
okay.
is a...
Okay, Iron Man.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I've seen Iron Man.
So in the scene in the movie when Jeremy Allen White kills himself near the end...
Yeah.
I saw this at the Nighthawk, which is a dine-in, a movie theater where you get the food. Uh-huh. You get a meal.
A movie theater and where you get the food.
You get the food. Oh, they bring the food to you, which I don't like very much. It's so fucking expensive. It's crazy. We only went because we had a gift card. It's insane. Anyway... This is probably the scene in the movie that's very sad.
Probably the scene in the movie that's very sad.
I'm doing a little movie review along with this. But he kills himself. He kills himself. And I literally, the entire theater, I can hear everybody around me. I can hear these people sniffling and crying. I can hear people crying all around me. Like, just genuinely crying. I hear baby-type sniffles of, like... of crying. I see the guy sitting in front of me. He has his head in his hands. It's the saddest that I've ever seen a group of people in public. And I was thinking, couldn't stop but smiling and chuckling to myself because I could not stop thinking about how funny it would be if right at that moment, the waiters brought me out a gigantic triple-decker hamburger.
They bring out fajitas.
It's one of the ones that explodes in cheese.
They have to pour the cheese on top.
Just everyone around is like, and it's just like, okay.
And it's somebody's birthday.
Here's the birthday burger boy.
Like burning cheese is going over my body. I'm like,
They have a special. They have a special for the birthday burger boy. It's That is funny. If it's your birthday, you get a triple decker hamburger that has a camembert cheese thing that explodes out.
It made me really want to pay attention to what point in the movie that happens and go back and try and get that, try and line that up, like get my order before.
That'd
so right when he's like, when the brother's carrying him in his arms, they're like. Because the, like, the other thing about that theater is you can tell when somebody orders food near you because you can smell it.
Yeah.
So they everyone would be crying and they would just start smelling it.
Yeah, they're already sniffling. Yeah,
exactly. And they look over. You have a burger that's this tall. You have a Dagwood and you're going.
And I'm just going, oh yeah, here we go. Oh, I'm so hungry.
I haven't eaten since lunch. I had an experience watching that. Sorry, go ahead and finish your
End, but I have a question for after you tell your experience.
My experience was I went to the Regal downtown, the Essex, and they have the reclining chairs. And I would just like to say, I'm somebody who goes into every movie theater and I think that there's going to be an attack.
Yes.
Every single time.
Mm-hmm.
These chairs obliterate this fear.
Because
and here's
you're basically
why.
Asleep.
I'm too comfortable to get out of my chair, even if I was getting shot at.
100%.
Every other movie theater I go into, I think, oh, I could do a double backflip over that staircase, and I could probably save hundreds of lives by disarming the person. This, I ain't doing shit.
No.
If they walk in and I'm in a recliner, and I'm Thanksgiving full off popcorn, I'm dead.
Yeah,
my whole family.
You could just pretend to be dead.
I get the same fear, and I was trying to comfort myself at the Nighthawk, being like, "Well, nobody. This place is so
nobody's
fucking
gonna go
expensive.
To the movie,
nobody's
the
gonna
theater.
Nobody's gonna go there and try and kill everybody." But then I was thinking, like, "Well, if you're about to kill everybody and either get put into prison for life or kill yourself right after, would you not spend all the money you have left on nachos?
That's true. Yeah.
Would you not spend $100 on a movie ticket and then $500 more on food before you go out in a blaze of glory?
I went there with Brandon one time and we bought a whole bottle of wine.
It's a crazy place.
Shouldn't exist.
I
that
see
should
people
not
around
be
me
allowed.
Ordering multiple rounds of snacks. They're literally spending $75 during a movie. It's unbelievable.
It's morally
wrong.
You think,
it's morally
oh, beer
disgusting.
In a movie, but then you're spending $7 on a PBR.
It's insane. Yeah,
I had
it's
a $16.
No.
I had a $16 Bud Light when I saw.
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh. It's so insane.
That should be. You should be shot if your business sells Bud Light for $16.
Well, that's kind of what we're getting at.
Anyway.
Oh, my God. Right. Yeah.
These are the most likely spots for an attack.
We
Here's
should
my
not
question.
Name the theater by name then, because then there could be some James Holmes-style crazy out there that listens to us and thinks that that's a coded message.
Right. Some kind of a fan of you who decided to listen to me and Caleb just because we were in proximity to you.
Yeah, but mostly for Patrick.
Yeah.
Just Wait, a you Patrick think I'm fan. The I'm the magnet for those crazies?
And probably will
I'm the crazy magnet?
You're the crazy
and magnet. Probably not the Joe Biden song guy?
Those people are all reasonable. They're leftists.
Those are.
That's true.
Wait, that even scared me.
Okay,
even
but
more.
Let me ask my question. I guess this is mostly a question for Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
Who's who? Come on. Which one of us is which brother?
I don't know the movie, so I don't know if it's
because
gonna
here's
be
okay. because here's what here's I have one that I want to throw out there right away.
Okay,
Julio is the dad.
Yeah,
Julio is the dad. I agree. Abusive.
Yep.
Abusive. Trying to live vicariously through
exactly.
us.
Exactly. Yeah. He couldn't make it.
He couldn't
so
make it,
to see
so
us
now
make
he
it.
Needs to see us make it.
He needs to see
which
the
one
family.
Is, okay, then which one is, I guess,
I think
Patches.
Pat, is,
Pat has
Pat
the
is
biggest
Jeremy
head.
Allen White.
Oh.
Oh. That's sad. Well, I guess
okay.
I kill myself.
I was going to say everybody kills themselves in this movie.
Oh.
I would say Pat is the little skinny one who gets brain damage.
Oh, Pat is the one who just wants a career in music.
Yeah, this is you. This is you I'm just the, off the, of looks.
The tall one?
Yeah, and then I'm a combination of the other two guys, basically.
Well, no,
exactly.
I think
all Patch the,
is
all the best
Zac
qualities.
Efron.
Also, I'm so stupid that I would shoot myself in the heart instead of the head.
Yeah.
That was so, I was like, wait.
Well,
you
just
hear the
because
gunshot.
They don't want to do makeup.
You hear the
brains
gunshot
everywhere.
And you see the blood dripping as he carries the body, and then he lays him down on the table. I'm like, okay. I'm rubbing my hands together. Okay.
Jeremy Allen's wife.
I get to finally
like
see this fucking loser from the Bear get his head exploded. And then, God damn it, he shot himself in the heart.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Elliot Smith bullshit.
Yeah.
Most dramatic way to kill yourself.
The dad did it.
No.
That's
dad
what they're
is
hinting
so
at.
Far, what, with a sniper shot?
Yes. The dad shot him with a sniper?
That's what. That's
I need
my
to
theory.
See this
that's
movie.
My fan theory.
I need to see this movie now.
Here's, it's fine, man.
It's okay, but here was my problem with the movie. I think I told you guys this. The end of the movie, I'm sure you agree, is the end of the movie is everything has gone wrong in this guy's life. His entire family, everyone he loves, is dead. And he has two sons, and they're doing okay. And at the end, he starts bawling, crying.
Yep.
But then his sons cheer him up, and they play football. Could that not have just been him having, like, a really nice time at a water park, or he could have eaten an amazing lunch.
That was the only part of the movie that made me tear up. Why was the
why the fuck? How does that? It's still the saddest story ever. This is not an uplifting. Yeah. Why'd they even try?
Yeah,
I thought the part where
There's a fifth brother.
There's
you
were another brother who killed himself too.
He got cut out because he's the saddest one.
Where they're in the afterlife. And they see the
what
little kid.
What is this movie?
Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I could not.
They travel to the afterlife.
Well, yeah, they die.
In the movie, they go to heaven. There's a scene of them in heaven.
It's not heaven, but it's the afterlife.
And it's not real.
They go to hell?
It's not real. It's just in a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie scene. But they meet their...
they go to hell?
The adult brothers, but they meet their oldest brother who died when he was a kid, and he's still a little kid. And he's like, you must be Jack. And the little kid's just like...
Yeah.
Yeah. The smiles at him and a little kid smile. It's so scary.
Yeah.
It just comically sad to the point where I didn't even feel sad.
I felt nothing.
The only thing that made me cry was when he was looking at his kids playing football and he was singing about playing football with his brothers.
The entire movie, it was okay, this brother starts playing, what do they do? Wrestling. And he dies. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, this other brother's going to start wrestling. Okay, well, he'll probably kill himself badly.
Multiple times in the movie, it was that every fucking brother. Zac Efron would say something like, well, looks like everything's perfect right now. And then would immediately cut to a brother dying.
Yeah. The brothers just...
They did that with every death. Was just Zac Efron being like, looks like things are finally looking up. And then it would cut to a phone call like, your brother is dead.
And by the way, they're going to have to remake this movie in 20 more years when the Zac Efron character also kills himself.
Here's something crazy
that
I learned.
He survived for now.
Did you know in real life, the Zac Efron character's two sons, they also became pro wrestlers?
Oh, no.
That's good. They're going to die too.
It's crazy.
The whole family is pure death and destruction. It's an actual curse, I'm convinced.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It made me so wish that I had this kind of family.
Yeah.
Just tons of brothers. I mean, the thing is, you don't have to become an interesting person or be good at anything. If you have five brothers who die, you still get a movie made about you.
Yeah.
Even if they hadn't been wrestlers.
He didn't even win world champion.
Exactly. He wasn't even that good.
No, he was the worst of the brothers.
Yeah, exactly. And he still got a movie
because
he didn't go hard enough.
Every other brother went so hard in their careers that they died.
It's about if you're too big of a pussy, you see everyone around you die. And then you just have to have a son.
Yeah, and here's your consolation. You have a beautiful family.
And not that beautiful in real life. They really, I'll say it, guys, they really dolled up the family for the movie.
That's them dolled up.
Yeah, dude. Oh, Zac Efron. I said this to you guys also. Great actor.
Looks insane.
Can't be in any other movie except this one.
No, completely. He's doing good, but you can't see any emotion on his face. It's crazy.
Because he's like...
Yeah, he has no humanity.
He has a full Easter Island head.
He's become, and guys, I'm segueing here, a cyborg.
Technology. Julio, pull up that video.
Technologic.
Pull up that video, because that's the...
That's a perfect song. Technology to play.
Okay. Wait, what's this? This is the... So it is
this
technology.
This is a perfect segue song. Actually, would we get DMCA'd if we play this?
Nah.
This is the guy singing AO Technology.
Damn. He's not really singing.
He's not really singing. She want it. I want to give it to her.
She know that it's right here for her. Okay. See it break it down. Yeah. I'm balling. When does he say technology?
He says technology at the chorus.
It's in the chorus.
Okay, maybe it should have come to the chorus. We can just cut it now.
So this is... traditionally on this show...
We each
make something.
Yeah, PowerPoint, write something, report. Like
this
report,
is what I did, because...
Painting.
YouTube search technology.
I looked up AO technology. It's a good song.
I mean, it is a good song, but also really nothing for audio people
video people really either.
People who listen on the audio will get to, maybe they've never heard it before.
The song.
They've never heard AO technology.
I've never heard the song before.
He's never heard it.
You've never heard that song?
Who's it by?
50 Cent, Timbaland.
See?
Oh, okay.
50 Cent and Timbo.
See, now we're opening Cameron up to this.
That's true. I mean, I've been wanting to basically give him a hip-hop education
for
some
time. Yeah,
we've
never... I mean, what does he listen to? ABC by Jackson 5?
Mark Kozalak.
ABC by Jackson 5 got to be one of my favorite hip-hop songs, personally. Yeah. It's that and Wu-Tang.
I feel like the bars are a little bad in that. Mm.
The bars?
The bars.
I think the bars
they're rhyming.
Lyrical.
They're just not, like, hard-type bars.
They go hard. I think the bars are dummy.
Be careful.
You said beak.
Oh my God.
I got him to say beak. Bird.
Bird ass.
That was two. Bird that, ass. No,
we had one of the most
spiller.
Insane spills earlier.
Uh-huh. We had a fully.
More of an explode.
We had,
it was
we,
a
we
full
had what
explosion.
We call in sports,
I could not believe it.
We call this in sports an unforced error. Mm-hmm. I was walking and just dropped my coffee for no reason at all. Nobody even didn't trip on anything. Just was holding the coffee and then just decided
you
to
got
let
hit,
go.
You got hit with the limp ray.
I think I do. I think that's my problem with spilling is that I have bad wrist posture.
You need to get one of those squeezers.
No.
Do this. Do that workout.
But then next time I'm choking my chicken, I pull the
you
thing
off.
You squeeze
hell
it.
No. Don't bring
you
that up.
You squeeze it a little bit.
But not. You don't have to squeeze it all the way.
But that's what I mean. I'm squeezing it as hard as I can
so you think
right
once
now.
You get
he's
strong,
trying to make a Play-Doh
you're just not
going
to be able to not squeeze.
Well, yeah, because I won't know my own strength.
Yeah, he's trying to make Play-Doh snakes with his dong.
Yeah, it sounds like you're squeezing too hard in general.
He's doing this.
You're supposed to squeeze.
You don't need to squeeze enough that you're worried
no,
that
you don't
your
need
strength.
To squeeze.
You're supposed to squeeze to make it feel like a... Like
you don't
a,
need to squeeze.
You don't need to squeeze.
Like a, you know what?
A
squeeze.
A what?
Hand?
Make it feel like a...
A woman's hand?
A squeezer? A woman's squeezer?
A woman's squeezer. It squeezes you. Yeah, it's supposed to be a full squeeze experience.
You don't need to squeeze that much. You maybe need to squeeze a little. I guess if, you know, maybe your hand is bigger than the...
Or you could just be a freak. A freak elite. Because
I
need to
like,
squeeze
I go
that
like this.
Thing.
I don't even curl my hand at all.
You yeah. rub the sides.
Yeah.
I get up there like
I'm
this.
I'm like, well, I go around. I go like this. I rub horizontally.
This is what I'm doing. Imagine this is my thing.
You yeah. hit the top of
uh-huh.
it?
Doing like kind of a cat batting at a
classic
fishing rod.
Rule bell. Ding.
Yes.
That's what
which one goes?
That's what I should be doing. Have you ever done that?
I do this.
Where what? You have an erect, hard penis, and the tip of it, for some reason, it hits something, and it feels like it gets pushed, and maybe you lose an
Speaking
inch.
Speaking of hit and getting hit, my girlfriend has, you know, the...
Whoa.
Chill, bro.
No, no, no.
My girlfriend has a black eye.
My girlfriend
Speaking
hits
of getting
me.
Hit, my no. girlfriend...
My girlfriend has this thing on the toilet, like a... What are the cottony thing? It looks... So it, like, looks... Not, like,
toilet
it matches
paper.
The... What is the word? Is it doily? Is that the word?
For what?
Wait, it's...
A doily on the toilet
Do you have
seat?
One of those things on the toilet
the
seat?
Fuzzy the fuzzy toilet seat covers?
That makes you... That gets nasty shit on it?
Doesn't get nasty shit, does it?
Wait,
it does,
on the, it's on the inside seat or the lid of
the
seat?
The lid.
Oh, okay.
The lid,
okay
the lid.
But the carpeted
no,
toilet
no.
seat is one of the most psychotic
That's
crazy. Things.
That's
I don't
gross.
Think
I've
ever
That's
seen
gross.
That.
You never seen that?
No.
My mom's old boss had one in her house, and she had a water bed.
Ooh, nice lady's a freak.
Yeah, she definitely...
She water to fuck on the toilet.
Get this.
Yeah, she wanted to get fucked on the toilet.
Water bed in her guest bedroom.
Ooh.
Whoa.
That
swinger.
Is,
that is
a
yeah.
swinger kind of thing.
Yep. But so she's got the doily on the lid, but now because of that, the toilet doesn't stay like the lid will sometimes or the lid where you sit will fall down.
Uh-huh.
And it I like near like Indiana Jones missed like had to like dodge it.
I know
almost,
that situation.
It almost hit the tip of my dick so hard. I almost got
guillotined
by my toilet.
Yeah. I know the situation of trying to pee on a toilet seat that is about to fall down.
Uh-huh.
That's a scary, scary situation.
You have to
that
hold your, you have
to
shoot
time.
All your pee back into yourself and
because
jump
some,
back.
In some public bathrooms or in some houses where it's all women and they don't know about seats going up.
Uh-huh.
They don't understand that the seat has to stay up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's disgusting.
And it can fall down, and it's horrifying.
And I've tried
horrifying
to explain
situation.
This to her. I tried to explain this to her, and she said, no, I'm not getting rid of this toilet seat doily.
Why? So you can sit on the top,
so
top,
this
top
is,
of the toilet?
So this is where it's the hitting comes into play that you were talking about.
No, the hitting
Speaking
was on my penis.
Hit, she said, no, you, I don't want to get rid
no,
of
the
that.
The hitting right. was on my penis, but if we were to battle...
If you were to battle your girlfriend, you think you'd win?
If we were to, buddy, I'm getting gigantic in
that's
the gym.
The other, that's the main thing I've taken away from the Iron Claw movie is I've been doing the Iron Claw on my fiance a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, the Iron Claw.
It's where you go like this, and then she goes, oh no, and then you go like this.
You hold her
and
head.
You grab her
you
head.
Grab
really
her head.
Hard
and it doesn't work so well.
No, it doesn't make you bleed like it does in the movie.
She asks you to do the dishes, you go.
It's really funny to just suddenly go like this.
And it just does nothing.
No.
Yeah.
She just
that
said,
was their move, was yeah. this?
It's and, awesome.
And in real life, you'd say, what are you doing, man?
Yeah. Yeah.
But in this, they go, ah, my head!
And he
they
almost kills Ric Flair
the,
with
the
it.
Finger?
He makes Ric Flair bleed
he
because
yeah.
he iron claws. He does a real iron claw, not yeah. a wrestling iron
no,
claw.
No, he does a real one on Ric Flair's head.
Yeah.
I got to see this movie.
It's a great movie, man. Yeah. And we saw it in digital
technology.
Speaking of technology, I have something to show my two friends and my employee.
Oh,
and my employee will pull it up right now.
Let me see this.
Okay, any minute
and
now.
And he's passed on to the other.
Yeah, what is going on?
He is living in Dios de los Muertos.
I think he ran away. He must have heard.
I need 1 second.
He needs 1 second. He needs a second. That's okay. I will stall with other technology. Hey, another technology thing. I got my phone screen replaced.
Oh, yeah. What happened
to
your phone?
Your phone again.
I am the spiller and the dropper.
It's
I
crazy.
I break every phone. I spill every drink.
It's unbelievable.
My desk, my wife got me a white mouse pad. Yeah, okay. All right, so here's what we have here. So I was thinking, okay, what is up with technology, right? Go full screen on this. It's right on the top right of the thing.
That looks like Sam.
No, right on the top
that
right of
looks
the
like Sam.
Of the square.
Yeah, so okay, before you touch anything, so
that's exactly like Sam.
I was thinking about technology, and I was thinking about what we do, podcasts, right?
Right.
And I was like, okay, we've already made a technological leap from audio only. Well, first of all, a big leap was starting the podcast. That was a technological
huge leap. Technological
from just talking to now recording
technology
it
into
using
the equation using microphonical
but then
equations.
We did it another level. And mm-hmm. we started doing video. This is a brand new technology that we've been using. So I'm thinking 10 years from now, what is Podcast About List going to look like? And
look
I think it's
like
going to look a little something like this. This is an interactive podcast.
Wow.
So you can go ahead and press the green button.
This is on Scratch.
You can see I made this on Scratch, which is MIT, Massachusetts
MIT,
Institute of
yeah.
what?
Technology.
So we have over here, we have Cameron, Patrick, and Caleb. And guys, guess
nope,
how.
That's Sam.
Yes, that's me. Guess how these were made, guys.
How?
AI.
Wow.
Artificial intelligence. And go ahead and make sure there's audio from this. Could you click on Cameron, please?
Okay, he says greetings.
In today's rapidly evolving technological landscape, innovation continues to redefine our daily lives, bridging the gap between possibility and reality.
Wow.
That
so
was
that's,
me.
So that's amazing. Something you'll be able to click. So now click me. You'll be able to click on us and have...
As we navigate the dynamic currents of the tech realm, transformative breakthroughs and interconnected advancements shape the very fabric of our digital future.
Wow. This is
an incredible
podcast.
That's what I'm saying. So click on Patrick. So it's like this is what it'll be like in years from now. So it's like a podcast.
Yeah.
That is,
you click on the you instead of just listening to people say stuff, waiting when is the next guy gonna talk?
Exactly.
I heard Cameron say this thing. When is Caleb gonna talk?
At your own
Take
pace.
Take it into your fingertips.
At your own pace. A fully simulated podcast, and this was all done using current technology. So in 10 years, it'll probably be three-dimensional.
What is that behind us?
Well, we're in Brooklyn, so this is Brooklyn-style graffiti.
Okay.
That is. Culturally amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Multicultural
stuff.
Yeah.
So what did you think, Pat?
That's incredible.
I'm just glad you guys haven't used my voice for the AI thing.
That was not AI.
Those were things we said.
Those are things you said already?
Yeah, wow. Me and Cameron, this is
Caleb
from an
texted
episode.
Me and he
did
was
you
like,
do
he was like, can you quickly record some of your thoughts on technology? Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, bet.
Said, yeah, and they were really, I think, insightful.
Wow.
And
illuminating.
Pointed. Yeah, very illuminating. Mm-hmm. Very
I can't get over it how much
Sam.
Well,
it's aged 10 years. Okay. So I'm gonna look like Binging with Babish. Cameron looks very much the same.
Mm-hmm.
And you
look like still have hair in 10 years.
Full
that's
Lalo
good.
Salamanca.
That's actually thank you for giving me hair in 10 years.
Well, we'll have
because that's not going to happen. That's not going to be there.
You'll be on Hims. That's also why you got shorter. Was the Hims?
Yeah, Hims does make you shorter.
Yeah.
If you if you're a man and you take Hims, buddy, you're in for a rude awakening.
You're a she.
The Hims. The Hims that you're going to
be. They should call Hims hers.
Yeah.
They actually have hers.
They have hers.
And guess what hers is? Birth
mostly
control.
Anxiety medication.
And anxiety medication. Yeah.
The Him that you're going to be if you take Hims is Muggsy Bogues. You're going to be real small.
You're going to be singing Hims at your funeral because that stuff kills you.
As an angel.
Yeah, as an angel.
You're not
going to
be alive at your funeral.
No, that wouldn't make much sense.
It wouldn't make any sense at all.
No. Would not make any sense.
Well, thank you for showing that piece of technology to us, Caleb. That's really wonderful.
Anytime, man. I mean, Let me say one other thing about technology.
Yeah.
Guys, I really like using Scratch.
Scratch is fun. I used to be a Scratch wizard, man.
Me too. I made a lot of Pong games in there.
I taught a class on Scratch.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you teach us one right now? Could you tell us some things about school? Julio, how about you open up Scratch and Cameron tries to...
I don't think so.
It's going to be bad.
Man. That would be bad. That'd be really bad.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
I'm just so technologically illiterate that
let's go around and say some of our favorite pieces of technology. What's yours?
Probably the BlackBerry.
BlackBerry is
pretty huge. BlackBerry that I own.
And I'm going to say Bluetooth technology is really up there for me.
Speaking of Bluetooth, it's a video game controller for me.
The video game controllers have gotten... And you know what? I'll say mine. The Rumble Pack.
I like the Rumble Pack as well as the joystick.
I like the ergonomic feel.
Who you
feel.
Got, joystick or Rumble Pack?
Oh, definitely Rumble Pack.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Come on, yes.
Imagine you're in a mine cart and it's makes going, and you get to feel that.
Mm-hmm.
It actually
makes it immersive.
Oh, I thought of another technology just now. 3D. And I'm not talking about 3D glasses. I'm talking about 3D itself.
Mm-hmm. 3D itself.
Just 3D. Or the electrical wire.
Oh, and
silicone.
Silicone's huge.
Silicone is huge in technology.
Self-lubricating joints and pistons.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
I saw a great technology video. I saw a great technology video earlier. A cobalt mine in a foreign country. People jumping over each other, and it looks like World War Z.
People don't think about the human technology. People who act like robots just to satisfy others.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So who are these people? These are fast food workers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
These are cobalt miners, arguably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whoa. Sexual nymphomaniacs.
Who give their bodies away freely.
They seem almost like a 3D avatar.
Circus performers.
Exactly. Circus performers, definitely.
People who...
The trapeze, one of my favorite pieces of technology. Uh-huh. Once the trapeze was invented, I felt like we had nowhere to go but down.
Yeah.
And by the way,
but the trapeze artist had nowhere to go but
speaking
up.
Speaking of...
You let go of that trapeze, you're going down.
Not if you jump well.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of cirques, I call them cirques. Guess what I saw since the last time we spoke last?
What?
The Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil. Yes. The night before Christmas, Cirque du Soleil. And guys...
The night before Christmas?
Yes. And guys, you
I
get...
I wish it was Cirque du Soleil.
Guys, you buy this ticket, okay? It's $60. You go to Madison Square Garden, you sit in line for 1 hour.
Mm.
You're seated,
that
right?
That's horrible.
You're seated. Lights down. The show begins. It's for children. It is a children version of Cirque du Soleil. Nobody in the room knew this. There was no kids there.
Wow.
It was fully a kids show.
All of
the performers were kids. None of them were licensed to hang upside down, so they didn't. They ran around, they hula hooped, and they dressed up like elves.
Were there people at your schools that went to circus camp?
No.
To learn to be circus performers?
Fuck no.
That was kind of a common thing at my school.
What?
There was multiple people who went to...
Like Barnum and Bailey?
It was called Circus Smirkus. And they learned to juggle and do acrobatics. I'm not kidding.
Jesus Christ.
Multiple people. That was like a thing that they did.
That's crazy.
I didn't know if that was a type of kid.
No, that's not a type
of
kid.
I don't think so.
That's local to your town.
It should be, though. Isn't that funny?
That is funny. Of
kids at your school and they're the circus clique.
Yeah. The circus kids?
They were. I don't even think they were like... They weren't like friends with each other.
And they were they...
Just
were
happened
they,
to
all
be
these
a thing. I think it was like a summer
juggling
camp.
In the hallway.
Were they runaway circus-style circusers?
No, this was mom
sends
you
there. These are people who mostly grew into hikers and normal, well-adjusted people.
Oh, okay.
Who don't think anybody went into the circus field.
Well, it's just so they could juggle to like impress
juggle
people.
And, well, there was
to
juggling and also like, I guess, walking on your hands type style. I think it was multiple stuff. I mean, I don't know. I never
went. This is all stuff that you learn so that you can like have icebreakers so that you can make friends with people.
Right. This is something that
camp for children that aren't good at making friends.
Yeah. But the thing is, here's the weird part of that, because it sounds like it would be that, but I think these people all had a fine time making friends. But in order to do it, I think you have to be pretty strong. You have to be kind of an athlete. You know what I mean? To like walk on your hands and shit like that. So it's not like you would expect it to be like, you know, scrawny, nerdy kids or weirdos who are doing circus camp. But it's kind of like, you know, the guys who are strong and
jocks.
Well,
there's strong nerds.
Yeah, I guess so. But I don't think
they have secret strength. Superman.
Yeah. They always love metal.
Comes to mind. What?
They always love metal guitar. Like every strong nerd in high school is also like, hey, he's got a 7-string guitar that he learned.
I don't think
there
were
really
any strong nerds at my high school. I'm going to be real.
There's a lot at my school.
Only very weak.
A strong nerd, I feel like, has come into, with Instagram weightlifting, I think a strong nerd has really come into
vogue.
That's
true. They call this a sleeper build, guys.
Yes.
Mm.
There was a lot of those guys at my school, and they were all in this thing, technology.
Yep.
There was a program at my school called the PVC Pirates, where they would learn how to make different kind of technologies. Different kind of technologies. It was like kids who were like good at like Lego robotics and stuff like that. But they were going into PVC.
I just remembered a technology. Why do you want to ruin Legos
by putting technology in it?
Yeah, that stuff. I agree. I always thought that
stuff was lame. Keep Legos analog.
Yeah. Here's a technology kind of credential I have. I don't know if you guys know this. I was the president of the computer science club at my high school,
and
I destroyed the club. It stopped existing after I became president.
And what did you do?
I just did not do anything. We started the club. Me and my friends. Well, the club existed. The former president passed it down to me and my friends. We had a booth at the org fair for everyone to sign up for the club, and we met one time and we never met again.
Well, sounds like you did an amazing job
into the ground.
Sounds like you did exactly what you're supposed to do as president.
Yeah.
Nothing.
We kind of got the assignment, if you know what I mean.
Yes, you got it.
Understood it.
No, you got it.
Got it.
Yeah, and you passed with flying colors.
With flying RGB colors.
See, yes. Composite.
Yes.
Composite colors.
Yeah, doesn't it scare you when on Photoshop it says, "Do you want to switch this document to a different color space?"
I'm like,
"Color space?
Yeah, what the hell is that?"
I think I'm fine where I am.
Yeah,
Adobe.
I know why there's different color spaces.
Why?
For different technologies.
Mm.
There's RGB for the computer, but then there's CMYK for printing.
Printing. Kill your motherfucking Kelf.
Kill your Kelf. Yeah.
Kill.
That's not even the right order. I'm realizing.
Kill
CMYK. Kill mother your Kelf.
Crazy motherfucking yellow colors. Or something like that.
Here's a technology that.
Why
I
is
think
K it, black in that situation?
Why is it
CMYB?
Because B sounds like blue.
Oh.
Or B is taken by blue.
Mm.
The electric toothbrush.
I just had to throw mine away because the motor died.
This is a technology I don't support.
Why?
You don't like it?
You got to do your own work.
Interesting.
Technology is making us lazy.
It's making us
whatever.
Lazy.
Do you remember back in the day before we had electronic toothbrushes? You'd put the toothbrush in your mouth and go really, really fast.
You'd have to go fast.
Making that noise.
Completely, perfectly
gyrate. That's
what
somebody who's been on an electric toothbrush for years, they probably get a normal toothbrush, they put it in their mouth, they don't move it at all, and they just hum like...
Yep.
They think that's what makes it go. Yeah.
They think that's a toothbrush.
Speaking of toothbrushes and teeth, I got my wisdom tooth out.
Technology.
Using technology. And they gave me this technology that was amazing called codeine pills.
Okay.
And I would take these and I would watch, what's his name on Twitch? XQC. I would watch him play GTA 5 roleplay. It's the craziest I've ever felt in my entire life.
Oh, I just remembered something. Caleb, you died in my dream the other night.
What?
A big piece of debris hit you in the head and you died.
They should make technology where I can go into your dream and stop that.
That's
from
a bad omen because there's that big puddle thing that's forming over there.
I had a dream that New York City was being nuclear bombed and there's explosions happening and I was hugging my fiance. I was saying, I love you so much. Oh my God, I can't believe it's happening. I'll always love you. I'm so sorry. It's ending. This world is ending like this. And I look over and Caleb gets hit in the head with a giant rock.
Was I in the dream to be dead
just
for years?
Caleb was in the dream getting killed for 1 second.
I had an odd dream.
At least I wasn't killed.
I had a dream where I was a very bad guy, and here's how you can tell.
Okay.
Number one, I was involved in serial killing, okay, which is not that big of a deal. It's the only dream I've ever had like this.
Yes.
But number two, get my partner in crime, Ellen DeGeneres.
Wow.
And she,
you and Ellen, I would
bait people into this room, and then she would murder them with a chainsaw.
That was
my dream. Isn't that a crazy dream?
I did have a crazy, not crazy dream, but last night, I had a dream and it was, you guys were both there.
Whoa.
And it was me remembering the time that we went to New York City for the first time. We were at that Burger King.
I remember
that. But the weird thing in my dream, it was basically the exact same, exactly how both, like we all remember it. But I went up to buy onion rings at the Burger King on that bus. You know, the bus would stop at the Burger
King.
Yes.
I went there and I just wanted to get onion rings and zesty sauce. And the guy said, one large onion ring. That'll be $18.
This is such
a funny
dream.
I said to him, I said, what the hell? $18 for onion rings? How big is the thing? And he shows me the size of the thing is like that big. And I was like, oh, I'll just get the medium then. He said, oh, then that'll be $8. And I said, it's $8 for
this is
medium,
like when
but it's
like,
18 this for the
This is like when people
large.
Are like, oh my God, Inception. It's about dreams, but all Christopher Nolan could think about was a building spinning around. Patrick's dream is how expensive on your wrist.
Can you imagine
that? It was me arguing with the guy behind the counter so about funny. The price of onion rings. I was like, why does that make any sense? Why is the large $18 and the medium is $8? And then I bring you, okay. You guys came over.
I
and
would
then the
rather,
dream ended.
I have to tell you something, Pat.
You know who else was my dream the other night? Lena Dunham.
I would rather die a Von Erich style brother suicide death where I lose all my limbs and then I kill myself than be your therapist. Because every day you coming in and being like, I had the Burger King onion dream again. What does it mean this time? I would just be like,
I know exactly what that means. I know exactly what that means.
365 Klonopin.
Is that I would do
year.
Anything for onion rings, is all that dream means.
I can kind of figure out what my nuclear bomb dream means, except for the part where I look over and see you get hit in the head with a piece of
that's
a building.
That's just to make it feel real in your own head. You're making it feel real in your head.
That's
immersion,
yeah.
You were. It's just to make it sad, your friend dying.
Yeah. I cannot figure out my... I need a Solomon-style dream interpretation to figure out my Ellen DeGeneres dream. Not sure what that means.
Yeah, that one's a
I think I know what it means.
Does that mean that maybe I join the Hollywood cabal of evil people like Ellen DeGeneres? No, that
means Ellen you DeGeneres lesbian, may bro. Have been projecting into your dream to make you do bad things.
Yeah. That is honestly the most...
that's the most logical.
Every night you go, she's
that's
like...
That's the Occam's razor. That's the simplest explanation.
I think that actually is the
why
simplest.
Else would you believe that in
that's
your
not
head?
Not even a woman
happen.
I think about that often.
No.
Well, yeah, why not?
Ellen DeGeneres?
You don't think about
her
often?
Because she's a dog.
She's fallen by the wayside. She's Z-list. I just
see
people
off,
riding
bro.
Skateboards holding hands together
well,
with their arms interlocked.
That's like the two opposite
things. Isn't that
things.
Crazy?
What happened?
They were two people skateboarding side by side and their arms were locked like this.
What is going on? Am I
isn't
in a dream
strange?
Right now? What the hell is happening? The
you
conversation
can't imagine
just,
that happening in real
the conversation just turned so crazy fast.
Anyway, technology, car.
Technology, car, Tesla has a big screen on it. You can play Mario 64.
What's another technology we can want to talk about?
I got a new technology. I got an Xbox.
I heard about this.
Yeah, from and this you. Is this is guys. this is an amazing move that you can play on your cohabitator. You leave on the Amazon Fire Stick all day and night for years.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks. She says, "Well, let's order another one. It's $40." You say, "Yeah, it's $40, but for $200 more,
we
can get
an
Xbox."
Yeah, genius.
And. Yeah. You really mumble that you say for $200, we get an Xbox. And then she goes, yeah, sure, whatever. It comes. She hates using the controller, guys.
Of course.
No. It's not as good as a remote.
No.
But
it's
already
in the house.
Can you
get a remote for an Xbox?
Yeah.
You probably can,
you
right?
You can.
Probably.
They have one.
I'm sure
one.
You can.
Yeah.
So just tell her to buy that.
Yeah, yeah. Just buy that. It's
just
an,
buy
it's a
that.
Rare
it's,
thing.
It's almost certainly
find
$90.
Out what that, just if you have a problem, find out the solution and buy it.
Uh-huh.
It's that simple, girl.
It's simply simple.
It's that fucking simple.
Speaking of technology and game consoles, Noah informed me that the modded Wii that I have has died, which is a very, very sad thing because we used to play. We would play
planned
so much.
Obsolescence.
Yeah. How many games would we play on that?
Frolf.
Frolf? Oh my God, we had so many Frolf sessions on that.
That was only the only game I ever played on that, I think, was Frolf.
I got to figure out how
maybe
to bring
Mario
this
Party
Wii back
too,
to
I
life
guess.
Because that had probably 150
a
games. Yeah.
Okay, I'll get you a Wii. I think we might have one. Like
really?
90% sure.
Yeah.
Maybe it might be in Boston.
There is
but
a,
I'll get it
there's
to
a
you.
Thing. This is a technology. This is a crazy. This is a technology fact.
Okay.
You find out your Wii's IP address. You go to this website, hackmii.com.
Hack me.
I don't want to get
and
hacked.
Then you send a file over to the through the IP address, and then it opens up the little mail thing, and then the they programmed it so that the little letter, you know, remember the letters at the bottom of the screen in the corner of the Wii?
Nope.
You open that up, and there's a letter that has a bomb on it, and then the whole shit gets installs this thing called the homebrew menu and boot
wow.
me.
Wow.
And then you can pirate
cool.
as many games
speaking
as you want.
Speaking of Miis, I made my new avatar on my Xbox, and I made it so realistic that the dog started going crazy, barking at the TV. He's never done this before. Barking at the TV, baring his teeth, hackles up, and I had to put him in his crate and never show him the avatar again.
Why don't you just make the avatar different? Why don't you even make the avatar
or
a dog?
Or is it just so photorealistic
it's supposed to be
just
like
it
me.
Looks like a person?
Do you have a Kinect that like you... took a photo of yourself and
You should get a Kinect.
You know what you can do with the Kinect? You can use the Kinect to take photos and 3D model something. This is what my sister's ex used to do. He would model. He learned 3D modeling, and he would take a Kinect and he would just move it around like that on an object, and then he would have the object in the computer, but he didn't know what to do with it.
That sounds cool. I'd like to do that.
We could also play Just Dance.
Yeah.
Just Dance.
We could also do that with technology.
That's a classic piece of technology.
That kept the Wii alive. That kept the Wii alive until 2020, I think. 2019 was the last game ported to the Wii, and it was Just Dance.
Here's a funny Just Dance thing. You know when you're playing Just Dance with your parents and they don't understand that it only is tracking the remote?
Yes. They're shaking their...
It's very funny.
Yeah, your dad starts
twerking.
I've
never seen it. That was not a game in my house.
Twerking in your face.
It's so funny. They're jumping. Why are you jumping? You don't have to jump. You're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah, you don't have to do all the things the purple girl does.
You can do some of it for style, but when you get into things like jumping...
Yeah, don't jump.
You don't need to jump.
That's like a lot of people don't realize. Dance Dance Revolution... It's just feet.
Uh-huh.
Just feet. Stop wiggling your arms.
Tie your hands behind your back.
Yeah.
You'll do better.
You will actually do way better.
If you tie your hands behind your back, close your eyes. Your eyes aren't part of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Eyes, it's just movement.
Neither is your mouth.
Motion.
Keep it shut.
And none Fortnite, you only have to use a controller, Caleb. Stop sticking out your tongue like you're Michael Jordan every single time you play. I don't know why I do that shit. I'm sitting there. Yes, I stick out my tongue when I play video games. I tilt my whole body. Uh-huh. I'm jumping up and down.
I think that the whole tilting...
Yeah, what came first? The commercial showing the people
It has to be the commercial trying to make it seem like it's real life.
Yeah. That's definitely it, because there's no reason why you should be tilting.
Because it's realistic.
I guess if you're playing such a good game, you'd do it, but I feel like the commercial really made it into a thing.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Or is that human nature?
It is so funny. It is the full equivalent of the thing of people getting scared by the train coming towards the screen on the old silent movie of just playing an old seeing a commercial of someone playing an N64 game where it's three triangles on the screen. You're going, whoa! Whoa!
Playing Glover.
Whoa!
Playing Pong. Yeah.
Whoa!
Can you imagine how amazing that felt to play Pong when that
for the first time?
Isn't it kind of cruelly ironic that back in the day they were so concerned with all the ads have to make it seem like the game is real? It'll be you see an ad in an old comic book and it'll be for Mortal Kombat and it's like Scorpion shooting fire out of the screen. And it's like so real you'll die. Yeah. That was the tagline of the game. And nowadays games look so real that a person who is over 30 years old will think that it is the news.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they don't care. They don't advertise anymore.
Have you seen those videos of the grannies watching GTA?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
That should be a commercial for Grand Theft Auto.
It literally should. That's what they need to bring that ad campaign back of so real you will die. You will think it's real and you will die.
A Grand Theft Auto commercial where the granny is watching it and so she thinks
it's the news.
Confused. Yeah.
When do they go, oh my God,
what are you kidding me?
I could not believe that existed.
It's incredible. But that's what I mean. They need to bring that back. Technology, it's technology.
Mm-hmm. We should do that with Splatoon. Put Splatoon on the TV and say... Yeah. Grandma, this is happening in a sanctuary city right now. Mm. Put a little Fox News lower third on there. This is happening right now in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, the Splatoons are back at it.
Yes.
This is the autonomous zone. Harold, get in here. It's the Splatoons again.
They haven't been here since 1952. It's just so scary.
I think that'd be an easy way to scare. Yeah. I'm saying Grand Theft Auto, old people, it's not so much that Grand Theft Auto looks realistic. It's oldies are dumb as rocks.
Yeah, no. They're losing their vision and their
mind.
And
they're bad at technology. They're bad at technology. Look at this, how an old person uses a damn phone.
That is true
as fuck.
What
is that?
Yeah. You can put on Viva Pinata.
Old people came from an age when the biggest technology was a hoop.
And a kazoo. Mm.
Yeah. Well, that was small. I was talking about big in size.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nowadays, we have phones the size of a brick.
Yep.
That's true.
But
here's the thing. Back in their day, the computer was the size of their room. Now the computer's smaller. They don't know what the hell to do with it.
Here's a question I have. I was watching a movie.
Now in New York City, the rooms
are
the size
of computers. From 1968. Mm-hmm. They had, in the 60s, I guess, they had computer dating.
Yes.
But how does that work? There's no internet.
This is how it worked. It was a... Was if you it want cards? An, if you want an honest
I
answer.
I do want an honest answer.
It would have... You would get a score for everything, and it would match people based on scores. It wasn't like you're at two different computers. It dated people. You used this thing to matchmake.
But how does it matchmake to... How does it... Is it do they get a directory
of
everybody and every punch card or whatever has a directory?
You would take a quiz, and then the quiz
results.
Right,
but how does it connect the people?
It was a computer.
Collected data.
But the computers aren't connected.
No, it was one computer.
They all go up to.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense because I guess they wouldn't have had personal computers back then. Also,
they had computers at the library.
So you'd go to the library.
Well, you'd probably go to like the lab. You'd go to like the factory.
You'd go to a lab and
imagine being the first guy.
I like lunch more than breakfast, and then you'd have a wife because you couldn't. Uh-huh. Also, you couldn't not marry the first person that you met.
No, of course not. Yeah,
you're so ugly. You're going to the computer for a date back then.
Exactly. Yeah.
Back then that was a problem. Now everyone's got a dating app on their phone.
Technology.
Now you used to use a computer to date. Now you date the computer. Mm-hmm. Now you fucking boot up the computer.
And your phone is a computer.
And dating nowadays has become fucking.
Yep. Yes.
And what happened?
Fingering
as well.
Getting in the
what
rear.
Happened to our ways?
Well, nowadays, everyone's got a dating app on their phone. You type in a random number, you just call somebody, and hopefully it's a woman that loves you. That's how I met my girlfriend.
You just called some random.
Just called some random numbers.
Romeo Has anyone dial. Ever found a lifelong love? A Romeo dial. I like that. I haven't heard that in a long time. Is this a Romeo dial?
God. New technology.
Let's bring that back.
Romeo
dial.
That's what they were trying to do with chat roulette, but everyone got on there and started throwing their thang out.
I'm turning the Romeo dial.
Unfortunately, that's the modern way, is to take your thang out on technology.
Technology has made it so people think you need to whip out your thang immediately.
Yeah, slow
thang
it down. Let's talk about our personalities first.
Yeah.
And then we'll show our thang.
Then we'll show our thangs to see if they're compatible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If my thing doesn't fit in your thing, we not dating.
Nope.
Real shit. If my shit
Your thing better be big.
Better be the size of the moon.
Your thing better be the size of my thing. And no different.
It better fit perfectly, girl.
It better be like a lock and key.
First date. And just saying, I mean, we're having a good time, but it better fit perfectly.
It better not. It better not. I better not be able to wiggle it.
I'm looking for my glass slipper.
No.
What? I'm not putting my foot in. It's just a metaphor.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to put your foot in her.
Well, I'm not Cinderella, first of all. And her thing's not a shoe.
Can't wear her.
Some girls' things are like shoes.
That's true. Oh, leather, dusty, not as comfortable
Something
as they look.
Unk wears at the barbecue.
Damn, the things. Here's a new technology. Laces on the thing. So you put your thing in, then you tighten it up.
There. Okay.
Tie it.
With like meat string. Like you're tying a rope.
Like you're making a pork.
Horrible. Yeah. I can't even bring myself to say any anatomical phrases.
Why are
in
you
this,
just, don't
this
you have something to show us? Why are we getting so disgusting?
I do, but I was just talking about stuff.
We're talking about tying up
a perfect segue.
You were talking about tying up a pussy with butcher twine.
Tying up a pussy with a butcher twine is a thing of the past. Let's talk about the future.
Is that a thing of the past?
They used to do that in the 1750s. That was what they did when they got home.
Speaking of the 1750s.
Things used to be looser back then because God hadn't intervened yet.
Yeah. Yes.
So they had to make do. What they would do is they would take whale tendon from their whaling ships on Nantucket. This originated in Nantucket. They'd come back and they'd take
they'd put it in a bucket.
They'd put it in a bucket and they'd scrub all the flesh and fat off it till it was just a tendon. And they'd put it in their wife. And this is where the saying sleep tight came from. It's an old saying from the 1700s. It's in Nantucket and Salem, Massachusetts. So the Northeast kind of had the market cornered on this stuff. Because typically they did it in other regions
this
too, but it was more...
ancient technology you're speaking about.
The more ancient technology, they used crab pinchers and scorpion pinchers
to tighten things up. Speaking of the 1700s, have you seen this? Have you seen this? There's this art exhibit in Melbourne, Australia, where they used...
I have not been.
They used this,
I haven't been to this, man. So
they
drop
used
it.
They used this.
Never been there.
They used AI technology to make these portraits of these two men who were apparently in love with each other that got marooned on an island because
I'm sorry. You just said two men who
two
were in
men
love
who were in love with each other on the East India Company.
Sounds Australian to me.
And they made these two.
Everything's backwards.
They made these two AI
the
portraits.
Toilets flushed the wrong way. The men are in love.
Well, just think about that, though. Imagine you're out on the East India Company, right?
Uh-huh.
You fall in love
that every day.
You fall in love with another man.
Trading tea.
You fall in love with another man. You're like, I
want you.
I'm going to do it with this guy. They don't have... That's the bravest guy in the world because they got no toilet paper or anything on that ship.
Well, but they do. I think over 90%.
They were bad at white. Washing your ass was not invented until the 70s when Red Fox came around.
So was washing your pussy, man.
But also back then they had higher tolerance because they were eating meat called dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't care as much
if they're, you know, there's.
But they made these AI. They made these AI portraits of these two men who were apparently marooned.
Brown milk mustache.
And it's just two white twinks.
Oh. It's just twinks.
It's just
twinks back then too.
It's just shirtless twinks. Like that. The exhibit is just two shirtless twinks on these like monitors, and the story is like these two men were marooned after they fell in love with each other, and it's like. Why? Like, you could have put them in some clothes. You could have put them in a pirate outfit.
Marooned, man. They probably were in a loincloth.
Yeah, but they don't even look dirty. They don't even look like they've been marooned at all. It's just two white twinks on two computer monitors.
I'm all in on this exhibit, and I'm going to be donating money.
You're going
to
be donating?
I would like to invest in this exhibit.
I think that we should,
because I believe
that gay relationships should be rendered in AI.
Yeah. And you said nowhere else.
I didn't say that, but I was thinking it.
Yeah, that's what I heard you say.
I don't mean that, though. I actually think...
I actually watch a lot of gay porn, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Gay relationships, so nobody take that the wrong way. Unless you
watch a lot.
I actually think, just to learn the slang. We need to keep AI out of gay relationships. Stay out of gay people's business.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Get these computers away from these gay people.
Pull up my...
They don't know how to use them.
They don't know how to use them.
They're using them wrong.
They're saying all these new type of words. They're just throwing words together that don't... What is... Why are you calling my mom a cunt?
Have you guys ever seen the movie Dressed to Kill, the Brian De Palma movie?
No.
This is the only context I can ever think of to bring this scene up, and this is so funny. There's a scene at the end of the movie where Nancy Allen is explaining to Keith Gordon about how a vaginoplasty works, like a sex change.
Okay.
And Keith Gordon, he plays like an inventor, like computer nerd type character, and she's like telling him all these details of how they turn a penis into a vagina.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end he's like, oh geez, I don't know about all that. I guess I'll just stick to my computers. the line that has aged the funniest of all time.
It's aged pretty well, actually. In terms of movie dialogue about vaginoplasty, yeah. That's probably up there.
I don't know. The only other representation in media of a vaginoplasty is Mr. Garrison.
Yeah.
That I can think of.
And also my very not accurate educational video I tried to make a couple years ago where I did a 3D model that just does this of the penis, just pushes it in, and then a green check mark, ding, like a WarioWare minigame.
You took a 3D model and like Daz 3D and hit the extrude button on the penis
just pulled
and
pulled it back. So basically we start with the penis, then we pull it back negative 100, and then I'm done.
Okay, here's my technology week. I pulled this from a bunch of different websites. I found a bunch of different technology blogs, and we're going to talk about...
It's not by Juibio.
It's by me. And we're going to talk
Unless
about...
Unless you want to go by that now.
I don't want to go by that. I hate that name. I think it's
Juibio?
Ugly.
It's different from Juibio.
I'm going to start it now. Here's from a bunch of different websites. Here's 10 future technologies that will change the world. First, technology has made man easy to work and has changed the way of thinking. Now, scientist has much more ideas for change this world. Here are the top 10 unbelievable technologies that can easily change our world completely.
Oh,
and we're just going to be jumping around here.
That's fine by
Number
me.
Nine. Is virtual reality. VR is not just a technology. This is a best proof of being doing everything in this world. Nobody had dreamed about this technology, but now it seems like reality. Our destiny is to become what we think, to have our thoughts become our bodies and our bodies become our thoughts. When we looking towards the future is lot of talking about virtual reality. The first traces of virtual reality came from the world of science fiction. Now, future can be totally changed through this unbelievable technology. Ultimately, you can enter a virtual world in the cupboard in your living room.
Wow.
They're going to have a virtual reality cupboard.
You know, VR, I was thinking about this. VR is such a funny technology because you think it's going to be this future, amazing, change your life kind of thing. And it is for 10 minutes. But then for 75% of people, you instantly vomit if you play it for more than 10
minutes. And it's
also
that you're entering another world, the cyber world, so you can play egg catch.
Yeah, look, I can move
spoon race.
Oh my God, it's so realistic. I can move two fingers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Whoa! Yeah.
Yeah, you're just doing most of the time in VR, you're doing this.
Now, finally, in VR, you can experience being born as a baby with a birth defect where you have no legs or hands.
And if you move, you're gonna yank a cable out and break your computer.
You can finally experience being born as literally Belial from Basket Case.
Yes,
That is exactly the body that you have in VR. Yeah. You have two arms and a head, and that's completely it.
Yeah. Being carried around by your brother.
This is what it would be like if Belial from Basket Case could look at a beach.
Yes. Oh, my God. It looks so realistic.
Number one is autonomous robots. Now, this is totally that technology about which we can say that what a technology. This is a very dangerous technology. As soon as 2030, a technological dollar sign angularity will emerge, with the leading theory being that artificial intelligence in the form of autonomous, and we're seeing a lot of dollar signs.
Yeah,
here.
This is written by a hacker or some kind of technologist. Uh-huh.
Robots might rival humans in independent thinking and creativity. So to say it plainly, robots will surpass humans in intelligence. This is very hard to believe that one day our friend will be a robot and give us advices and make jokes with us.
We have a friend who's a robot, Jubio.
Yeah, Jubio 3. Here's the next blog I found. This one is called Tech Informative. It says, Tech Informative is a professional technical information platform. Here we will provide you only interesting content, which you will like very much. We're dedicated to providing you the best of technical information with a focus on dependability and information. We're working to turn our passion for technical information into a booming online website.
Well, that seems nice.
It's a great website. Here's the menu bar. So we have Tech Informative. Here's the different things. We have Home, Future World, Electronics, and Reborts.
What is Reborts?
So I saw Reborts, and I thought, oh, mae this is supposed to be Reports?
Reports,
what is
Reports.
So let's click to the next slide here, and I'll read you what it is. Rebortic vehicle, rebortic car, and robotic vehicle technology. So this is not Reborts. This is Reborts. As like in, I'm a Rebort.
Oh, I see.
And this is a picture of a Rebortic vehicle. Okay. So it's a car that's standing up.
It's
kind
a
of
standing
a transformer.
Car. So Rebort means a stander.
Right. Yeah. Rebort was making me laugh so hard when I found this. When I discovered that Rebort robot. I'm a Rebort. Here's some other Reborts they have on their website.
As a Rebort robot.
Meet Mars Cat, robotic cats, AI robotic cat. Naughty, very little pet Lucky Doug. Not all cats have fur, and also the same holds true for cats of the robotic persuasion. The Lucky Doug Naughty Very Little Pet incorporates a cartoonish look, is created of onerous plastic, and includes a toy bottle of milk and a little blue basket to take a seat in.
It says not all cats have fur, and also the same holds true for cats of the robotic persuasion, but
some do.
That means that some robotic cats, rebortic cats, have fur.
There are some rebort cats with fur.
Ever feel like the biggest technological boom to me was the year where I was a kid and I saw the robot dogs that do backflips and the purple ketchup? I was like,
this is definitely
I live in the future.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Speaking of robotic dogs, here's a rebortic dog picture here for us. This next one here. And this caption says, a four lawful robot can learn to walk in an hour like a invigorated foal.
Wow.
And there's a picture of a robotic dog. And then here's what we have about this. The Boston Dynamics has developed a four-legged golem for analysis. Comes agency, DARPA agency, federal agency, government agency, bureau office, authority, defense, advanced research projects agency, referred to as Big Dog, that they claim is the most advanced quadruped golem on Earth. Huge Dog will run at 4 miles per hour, climb 35-degree slopes, and that's not 35, that's 35 degree slopes.
Without getting tired.
Yeah.
It's an endurance thing.
And carry 340 pounds. However, the foremost spectacular feature is its dynamic walking. Huge Dog will endure slithering and even being pushed, so it's not scared of snakes. Its behavior is specified. It approaches the disreputable Uncanny Valley.
I don't think that those things are in the Uncanny Valley.
No.
Yeah,
because they're just as beautiful
like
as normal dogs.
I mean, look at that thing. I've always...
An invigorated foal.
Yeah.
To me.
A quadruped.
I always say that stuff looks like an invigorated... Like, when I see, like, when my nephew first started crawling, I said, he looks like an invigorated foal.
And he can even withstand slithering.
Oh, yeah.
And pushing it's sick.
He's enduring slithering. Wow, this invigorated foal endures slithering so well.
All right, here's our next tech blog. Top 10 high-tech inventions may be in 2030. Vision of the future. 10 high-tech inventions will hopefully be using in 2030. Here's the first one, number 4. immortality and body sharing. While computers get smarter, the brain IT link will also get better, so you'll use external IT more until most of your mind is outside your brain. When your body dies, you'll only lose the bits still based in the brain. Most of your mind will carry on. You'll go to your funeral, buy an Android body, and carry on. Death won't be a career problem. If you don't want to use an Android, maybe you'll link into your friends' bodies and share them, just as students hang out on friends' sofas. Life really begins after death. Would you guys link into your friend's body just as if you would link into their sofa?
Seems relationshiply sexual.
Yeah.
I don't think that I would upload my brain to a computer.
I don't think I would do it. I would not do it to my friend's body.
Wouldn't it be so scary?
I would upload myself to my friend's body.
I would upload myself to my friend's body against their will.
I feel like it would. I think the first hour that you're a robot is probably similar to coming out of wisdom tooth surgery, where you kind of are saying anything.
Definitely.
You know? You're just like, oh,
100.
Yeah,
0,
things
1,
are
1,
still
0,
getting,
0.
Yeah, and then people are putting that together, and it turns out you're telling secrets. Well, what happened at camp back in the day.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I wouldn't want to do that.
That's the laughing gas, right? Secrets. I've been awake every single time I got my wisdom teeth out.
You've never been put under?
No, it's way cheaper.
You've never done a surgery where you put under?
I got this taken out. It took them 5 minutes. They pulled it out, and then I took the train home.
The only two times I was put under is I had my tonsils out, and then they exploded, and I had to get them. Or the sutures exploded, and I had to go get it redone.
Does laughing gas count as going under?
I think so.
I don't know.
No.
I think I was awake the whole time.
Yeah, I was awake
That's
for wisdom
That's the only time
tooth.
I ever got anesthesia was...
You never done general anesthesia?
No.
It's scary, because you're terrified
of it.
You don't
I'm
dream.
Completely terrified
It's a complete
of it.
Pause. The scary thing is when you... Those people who are allergic to
I
it.
I know, that's... You just die. Yeah, that's why I'm terrified.
Well, you don't die.
You die.
You can die, but then... There's also people who
on anesthesia, you also can choke on your vomit.
There's people who take anesthesia.
That's why I don't
want to
ever go under.
There's people who go under general anesthesia.
It's also way cheaper to not do it.
And then they are fully paralyzed, but they feel everything.
I heard about that on Scarred.
This is a technology we need to eliminate. Get rid of anesthesia.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to a coconut over the head?
Right. Just do that.
Why was that my...
I don't know.
I tried to say boing or bonk, but it went...
Kind of Vietnamese a little bit.
Bunk. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
And then you do the surgery.
Yeah.
Remove a leg.
Here's the next technology we're going to talk about is smart yogurt.
Smart yogurt.
A quad-core PC has four processors all sharing the same chip instead of the single one there used to be. This will increase until computers have millions of processors. These might be suspended in gel to keep them cool and allow them to be wired together via light beams. In separate developments, bacteria are being genetically modified to let them make electronic components. Putting these together, smart yogurt could be the basis of future computing. With potentially vastly superhuman intelligence, one day your best friend could be a yogurt.
Wow.
That's a pretty good rap lyric.
Yeah.
Me, like, about used to be broke. Me and my family was quad core, all sharing a chip.
Damn. My best friend was a yogurt, and now he's a crip.
Well, yeah, you got to make it gangsta. Yeah. End, I guess.
What I like about this is kind of two crazy technological advances where one, computers become a yogurt, and second of all, that a computer would ever be your best friend.
What do you think this person meant by a yogurt?
I think it's pretty fucking clear.
A smart yogurt. Yeah.
You think it's.
Bacterial cultures is basically yogurt. And they're saying it could be a computer. Gel and bacteria equals
they're
yogurt. That's Doodle God recipe for yogurt is bacteria plus gel.
Exactly. Well, not only that a computer would be your best friend, that yogurt would be your best friend.
Yeah, what they're saying here,
be involved.
They're kind of
three things.
I think that in 2030, my best friend could be a yogurt, whether or not it's computerized.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Absolutely.
A yogurt friend.
Yes.
My
My
yo. I say yo, yogurt.
Yeah.
Yo, Gert. Gert is a name.
Gert is a name.
His name's Gert. So the ad is like you say, yo, Gert. Yeah. And he wakes up like
and
Alexa.
And it would be.
And he goes.
Well, he doesn't say anything. He's
today
food.
Is strawberries.
You're going to eat me today.
You will eat strawberry yogurt today.
Yeah, he can change the flavor.
He just tells
and he gets off part
it's
of it.
It's an AI bot that tells you what type of yogurt you have to eat that
I'm not
day
eat
based
my,
on your diet.
This is stupid.
I would eat my friend.
Peach on the bottom yogurt.
There's peach on my
play
bottom.
Crunch.
Peach on his
stuff
bottom.
Stuff like that.
Don't say his bottom.
Well, it's your robot friend.
It's Gert.
It's Gert.
It's just Gert.
I'm out on yogurt.
All right.
All right, we're going to make $1 billion.
Go ahead,
you're
bitch
out, man.
Whatever. As long as I'm not part of any yogurt company,
all right,
then I'm fine.
All right, here's our last tech blog here.
Okay.
This is top 10 future electronic devices for next decade's origami DVD player.
Origami DVD player.
This is a cool picture of a little thing where a bunch of apps are coming out of it.
And it's made by Apple.
And it's an Apple thing that makes apps.
Do you guys remember that one thing that was the wrist phone?
Yeah.
That was the light, the watch that shot a light onto your, it projected a phone screen onto your wrist.
I remember that.
That sounds cool.
Well, they did like a GoFundMe for it where they had concept art and stuff. And then they raised millions of dollars and then they started trying to make it and they realized it was completely impossible to do it.
Of course. Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
So this kind of reminds me of that.
What do you think they did with all that money? Just ran away with it?
I mean, they didn't run away. They're probably still around. They didn't run away. Just, they didn't like pull up to get a stick and a bandana.
They probably spent it all on trying to do the thing.
Yeah. And they weren't like, okay, got the money. Time to run away from home.
Okay.
That's what I would do if I had a GoFundMe that big.
Here's a piece of technology.
I'm not making shit.
No.
Here's a piece of technology, guys. Self-cleaning, auto-ordering refrigerator. There are already the so-called smart refrigerators in the market. Well, this refrigerator takes the technology to all new level. This fridge is equipped with nano-articulated technology. With this technology, the independent tiles present in the fridge move the food that needs to be consumed early to the top. The fridge consists of the LCD screen, which displays content present in the fridge. This intelligent thing also suggests recipe with the available items. It orders the things you need and also thrashes the wastage or expired food by itself. And guys, for the video, for the audio listeners... This auto-ordering refrigerator, the picture is of an oven.
Yes, an oven and a stovetop.
An oven with a stovetop.
Yeah.
So this is maybe one of the most genius inventions I've ever heard.
Which kind of makes me...
A refrigerator that looks exactly like an oven stovetop.
This fridge cooks your food.
Hungry Robert comes in trying to steal your food. Yes. He's not going to look in the oven.
A hot refrigerator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's also a good idea.
That's a really
good idea.
Foods
that need to stay hot, like living animals.
Yeah.
Like lizards.
Yeah, well, lobster.
Yeah.
Lobsters stay alive in water. Yeah.
Okay. Fine. A water fridge.
A lizard really is the.
That's a
good water
idea.
Fridge is a good idea. Actually.
A lizard.
Well, you
a
just
snail.
Take the crisper drawer.
Well, but you could also
fill it with water.
Food doesn't go bad if it stays hot, right?
Food doesn't go bad ever. You can eat all food.
Well, then never mind.
Oh yeah, I guess if
fine.
It stays hot, like at a buffet.
Yeah. So
we should go to a buffet this week.
I really want to.
I've been wanting to go to Golden Corral, but you have to find a good one.
Well, fine. Let's find a good one. We'll look at reviews.
Okay.
I don't think there's a good Golden Corral.
Shut the fuck up.
I think we got to go back to...
There's Golden Corral where you get prime rib.
Oh, we do have to go back to Fogo de Chao. Can we go to Fogo de Chao?
Dude, you're bleeding me dry. You're bleeding me fucking dry.
Wait, I can think
every
of a really
fucking
good,
week.
I can think of a really Fogo? Good... I can think of a really good opportunity to go to Fogo de Chao in 2 weeks.
Yeah?
I can't say it.
Why?
Oh my God, yes.
Whisper.
And they have a conference room there.
He said, you're wearing headphones. I can't really tell
you. Okay, here, I'll mute everybody and say it really fast.
Okay. Oh, yes. And by the way, bad lip reading. Turn off the... Actually, well, bad lip reading.
Good lip reading.
Try your worst.
Yeah. Hello. Doing bad lip reading with a clip of someone saying one word.
Bad lip reading, getting hired by the QAnon guys to do all the White House press conferences thing where they're talking off mic.
All right, here's the next technology.
Food. Food. Probably just food.
Here's the next technology. This is a future technology that we will be using for the next decade.
It's FireWire.
FireWire. Mm. FireWire cable transfers data between digital devices, also called as IEEE 1394. This device's transfer rate can be as fast as 800 megabytes per second.
FireWire
was
dope.
It is expected to increase up to nearly 3.2 gigabytes per second in the future.
Yep.
Usually FireWire is a hub where nearly 63 devices can be connected and the data can be transferred between the devices.
I don't believe this.
This is supported by all operating systems like Windows 98 and above, Mac 8.6 and above.
This is
a cable of the future.
FireWire. We miss you so much. We miss you.
No,
coming back. You did not have
better name than
your
USB-C.
Day in the sun.
Way better. FireWire.
FireWire.
They should have changed USB-C to FireWire. We should start calling USB FireWire.
Blazing fast speed.
Yeah. All right, guys. I have one more future technology.
All
this
right,
is going to change
excited.
The world. The most futuristic technology of all time. I have two slides on it.
Uh-huh.
Go to it now. Big wheel bicycle.
Whoa!
And go to the next pick.
It's a tractor tire.
Oh my God.
Guys, this is big wheel bicycle.
I actually didn't even realize how big the wheel was until I saw it next to a normal bike.
No, look at the fucking cars.
This wheel is bigger than a truck, than a van.
Yeah,
a U-Haul.
It seems like a large tractor.
Oh my God, you could go anywhere on that.
This has no caption. It speaks for itself. guys, big wheel bicycle 2030.
Yeah.
There used to be a guy in my hometown in Wilmington who would ride around on like all the busiest roads on a double-decker bike.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Like two bike frames on top of each other.
There's somebody around here that does that.
And it was so clear. It was this one bike. It was like green on the bottom, red on the top. It was the same bike every single time. And it was the same guy every single time. And then one day, it was a different guy riding the bike, which means that guy sold that bike to somebody.
Someone bought it. That's crazy.
And then that guy kept riding that bike.
There's somebody around in this neighborhood. I've seen his bike. He has a double-decker bike, and it's chained up in front of his apartment. It's like, dude, no one's fucking stealing that.
Here's my other scenario for the double-decker bike. Maybe the guy died riding the bike, and it, like, in his will, he's like to his friend, like, I leave my double-decker bike to my friend, to and Thomas. I pray that he can carry on my memory
that
by
he
riding
can also die on this bike.
Well, imagine how pissed off you'd be if you get that bike gets left to you. You have to ride
Dude,
it.
Imagine you get hit on that thing. Imagine a car, like, bumps you in the back.
Yeah. Here's the thing,
too. It just doubles the fight. It doesn't make you go faster.
You get left that bike in somebody's will. First of all, you can't sell it because someone left it to you in the will. Second of all, you can't sell it. Because who is buying a double-decker bike?
Yeah.
Nobody is buying that.
A clown.
A short
one. A double guy.
Yeah, a tall guy. Robert Wadlow.
A Siamese twin.
Yeah, they might buy it.
Two Siamese twins that are connected foot to shoulder.
Two Siamese twins who have two separate accounts on Facebook. They're messaging you on Facebook Marketplace from two different chats. You think they're competing with each other, but they're the same.
Until you realize that they're attached to each other. You see half of their heads in each photo, each profile photo.
I'll pay you $500 for this bike.
You can tell that there's somebody
what
else.
What the hell? This guy has
neck.
A very high shoulder. Oh, that's his brother.
That's his brother's whole body.
That's his brother's entire body. And he's just that. That's all he has control over.
They're connected. Like, he has no feet because it's his brother's shoulder blades.
Yeah.
And they're connected foot to shoulder. And they live in a house that, like, one of them is sitting at their desk and the other one is,
has
like,
a desk above.
Desk way above.
That's awesome.
Is there any Siamese twins where maybe one of the siblings, because one of them's always got it worse.
Yeah.
The one who's got it worse is like on the bottom of the foot or on the ass cheek.
I think so. I don't think
I've ever seen one.
I'm sure. I think that
those don't make it to TV.
Different ways. Yeah.
Basket cases.
Yeah, that's a parasitic twin. That happens too. It's like a Kuwato. Maybe would be another reference point for someone who has
Kuwato
from Total Recall.
Oh, right.
And also.
Right.
Malignant.
Back at
a
head.
Another one.
That.
Professor Quirrell from Harry Potter.
Well, that's more of a spirit.
Yeah.
But it's on the back of his head.
Yeah, but it's more of a spirit.
It's still the same.
If you're
concept.
A conjoined twin and you're a fan of the show,
it's not. Professor Quirrell was not like Voldemort, my twin for real.
Should we get them something?
What?
If you're a conjoined twin, can we get them like a bike?
Get them something?
I don't know.
Why?
Because they're conjoined.
They have enough fucking stuff going on. They get free shit all the time.
A lot of stuff. Yeah.
Do you think they get free refills?
Yes. Yes. Exactly. They get everything. They get half price movie tickets. We're doing something amazing.
A twin walks into a restaurant. The guy's like, you're both paying. You're not sharing sodas. You're both paying
for
a soda.
It's only one stomach. But you taste it twice. That's really tickling you.
I don't know why that's so funny to me. That's not that funny at all, but a guy being like, you guys are not sharing anything here.
Kind of ableist.
Right?
Problematic.
A little problematic.
You know that
a lot of times
twins,
fuck it year.
The parents have to make the choice to kill one of them, basically. Pat.
And that's what you're joking about.
I already said
just a second ago.
And they pass on very early in life. And if one twin passes, the other twin often passes as well shortly thereafter. And you might think that it's some kind of physical reaction. It's heartbreak.
Guess what? Guess what?
this is
my fuck it year, bro.
Yeah, it really sounded.
I said it.
I mean, it was very insensitive, so I guess that would qualify as fuck it.
I'm being insensitive.
What do you think when a conjoined twin, they're a young conjoined twin pair, one of them has hit the mental maturity age where for Halloween they would like to dress as something funny, but the other one still wants to, or scary, someone else, the other one still wants to dress as a superhero.
And
they're going
really
trick-or-treating, and one of them has the Flash costume, and the other one is dressed as a skeleton.
Yeah,
or
and they open and they go, oh, good costume. Oh, a disgusting conjoined twin. That's really good. Yeah, that's really scary. You scared me for a second.
Oh, this is a good costume. The Flash getting chased by a skeleton.
Oh, wow.
Damn, the Halloween costume game for being a conjoined twin would actually be insane.
Yeah. Why?
What?
Why?
I mean, you just get so. I mean, if you think about how fun it is to think of a couple's just costume.
Yeah. You could be the guys from Stuck on You.
There's so many things you could do.
I like conjoined twins. I'd like to make friends with them. Yeah.
I mean, if you are a conjoined twin fan of the show,
Patrick already said
we'll make a shirt for you. No, we'll make a
Patrick
shirt.
Patrick will make a shirt.
You go ahead and try to make a shirt for them. Come on.
We
man.
Will make a special
you
shirt.
You could not have picked a worse thing to promise.
What are you talking about? It's
fine. Yeah, we'll invent something specifically for you.
We'll make one shirt, but you have to share it. Again, I'm not making two.
You're not doing good with that. Okay.
Not doing good with that? What do you
guys,
mean by that?
Just you're being offensive, man.
Any shows to plug? Extremely. You guys have shows coming up?
Yes, but I don't remember when or where. So, bye.
That's fine. Just check Caleb's social media. Yeah, he's sure. Either you're going to see a show plug or you're going to see some funny ass shit.
I'm somewhere in Florida in like the 19th or 21st.
I guess we should just plug all of our social medias individually.
I don't think so.
At Caleb Pitts 1997 is my new Instagram.
That's not true. That's mine.
You
I are in your fuck it shit, man. Fuck you.
Subscribe to the Patreon. I think I did a whole spiel last time, but guys, this year it's going to pop off. It's incredible. There's an incredible backlog. We got Movie Mondays on there. We got Beers We Drank is back. I predicted that it would not come back, but it has come back and turned me to a fool. Patrick said he's going to do something.
I recorded something.
New
D&D
campaign has just started as of Monday. We're back to the Fantasy D&D Trebuchet Village. That's on the $10 tier. And the shareholders meeting will be this month as well that we didn't pick a date. Do we want to pick a date right now this very second?
We will pick a date and it will be
that's a little
or do we want
scary.
January.
Don't say a date right now.
Yeah, don't say a date right now.
Don't say a date right
I have to
now.
Figure out when I'm actually
January the...
All right. Well, I think that's really all we got. Thanks, everybody. Happy technology.
Pat has one more thing to say.
And follow at Nibiru Truth.
If you existed back in the Neolithic times, they would cast you out of the community and you would be eaten by a panther. Because you need to learn to think like the group. Conformity is how you survive. It's part of human evolution.
And they would have no crust. And then there would never have been crust on pizza if I invented it, so then it would be the best food ever.
They only had crust back then. They didn't invent the pizza part yet. It was just circles of crust.
Ever heard of
they had the wheel. They said, let's make this out of bread.
They mostly had crust.
And crust comes from the earth. It comes from the grains, and they smash them up so that you can bake it with water.
Exactly. Crust comes from the earth. Cheese does not come from the earth.
Have you guys ever noticed how crust is wheel-shaped and cheese comes in a wheel shape, but the sauce doesn't? What's up with that?
Sauce is in a wheel shape.
Tomato
is wheel shaped.
Yeah.
Tomato is a wheel shape.
Tomato is a wheel shape, and so is the tomato sauce can.
And pepperonis. Pepperonis, too.
And so is the can that the tomato sauce is in.
Will you guys let Caleb talk?
I just want to make a point. I'm not raising my hand. Oh, you can't even see it, and I just dropped it. Hold on. Do you see this tiny little O-ring, Charles? I want to talk to you about food waste. You see this?
No, I don't.
No.
Now I see it.
This is the size of a pizza in Africa. And this can feed 30 families for 30 nights. And you're throwing away probably 50 of these
like
every
the
worth
of
crust every single time that you don't
I'll
eat
ship my crust to them.
To Africa?
Shit.
That's insulting. So now you're insulting
you
Africa.
Ship your shit to Africa?
They don't have
don't ship your shit to Africa.
That's not even legal.
Come on, Charles.
That's not okay.
Are you admitting that crust
that's
is shit?
That's the most insulting thing
crust
ever.
Is good.
Imagine you're a
you
starving African
shit.
Child.
You said, Caleb said that there are people starving in Africa. You said, okay, I'll send them my shit.
Yeah, crust. I meant crust. I think
imagine
the crust is your shit.
For his life
the crusty
right
just,
shit?
Not even the whole shit. Just the crust
no,
of it.
The pizza crust. You guys are so juvenile and immature on this show.
You want to insult a starving African child, distended belly, who opens up the only thing they've ever, only package of meal they've ever had. They open it up. It's not only your shit. It's just part of it.
They can tell it's scooped out.
This is, I've been so misrepresented here.
And also,
thing.
Like, your shit's going to be crazy because you don't eat the all crust. You're eating is cheese and pepperonis. Your shit's going to be all, it's going to be liquid
exactly.
when they get there.